Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Keeping your sports day moving as you sit still in traffic. This is the 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery with Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport.
Welcome in, 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, 302 on a Friday. You made it to the weekend, and if you're a Titans fan, here's the good news. They can't let you down this weekend because they're not playing.
No, they've lost two divisional games in 5 days. That's enough for this week.
It is. So you just what do you like to do? Do that. You go fishing. You know,
I'm going to Pilgrimage Festival,
Pilgrimage Festival.
By the way, you can buy tickets there. Kevin Griffin and the boys put on a great festival in Franklin, it's going to be awesome. Keith Urban, Foo Fighters, The Killers, Better Than Ezra, Lauren Daigle. It's going to be awesome.
I, too, plan on taking the fam to check that out. So maybe that's what you do. You got Vandy and LSU.
Got Vandy, LSU, that's
and
right.
And by the way,
11 a.m.
I mentioned this earlier this week. This LSU uniform combo with the white pants, white helmets, purple jersey, I think is as good as anything there is. And they're rocking that tomorrow in Vandy. They're wearing that tomorrow.
They're also going to rock Vandy. That's a thing. It's going to happen. By the way, Mark Mariani is back in studio at Music Row. I don't know if he's able to crack his microphone down. Oh, there he is.
He's on. So, he's live.
Sources close to us indicate, Mark, that you may have been stung by something walking into the building.
Oh, it already got on air. Yeah.
Yes, that may have caused you more pain than that compound fracture. I think it was LP Field.
Dude,
at the time.
I'm walking up the back ramp, just dog cussing the Titans, angry, trying to figure out how I'm going to stay positive here, figuring out what's going on. I'm knocking on the door like I always do, and then a rattlesnake bites me on the back of my neck, and I'm like, what?
Stop it.
Dude, it's going to be nasty. I can't wait. I can't even move. I got stung by a wasp.
There's not even a mark on the back of your neck.
It's in my hair. All right. Yeah. So that's how it's going. And Mickey, I totally disagree with you. They have let me down. The Titans have, and I'm going to be salty all through the weekend.
They can't hurt you though today or tomorrow. They've already hurt you enough over the last 5 days.
I will not
let
be
the
able
hurt
to
go, Mark.
No, it's an abusive relationship. They're going to hurt us all every day, even when they're not playing.
Death by a thousand paper cuts and sacks.
Let's start with this. If you're new to the show, Mark Mariani, former Titans receiver and return man, also with the Chicago Bears. His appearance is made possible by his real estate venture that he has going. And guess what? You can work with him. They can help you buy or sell. Residential investment. They got it all set up. Soldbymariani.com. That's where you go, right, bud?
That's right, man. And I can't even explain it any better than that. I appreciate you, but you know, it's one of those things. Let us do the work for you. And if you want to work with me and my boss, who doubles as my wife, just give us a call. Go to the website, soldbymariani.com, and put us to work.
Yeah, if you're worried about working with Mark, don't worry. His wife is involved with this, so you're in good hands.
That's right. That's my safety net.
Let's just ask you a question. It's 3:05 on a Friday. Let's start with this question. Let's say that you're employed by an NFL team, and one of your jobs is to return, I don't know, let's say punts. What's your first job as a punt returner? And I'm asking because rumor has it you did this a little bit in your career, maybe a whole lot. I'm kidding. You were all pro at it. What in the world is the first job requirement of returning kicks in the NFL?
Listen, starting in middle school, high school, college, pros, it doesn't matter. And I say it every week when we talk returners, man. The very first thing you got to do is secure the ball and give it back to the offense. And that's it. And we have been, it's been a topic of conversation throughout the, you know, off season leading up. And it's been a topic throughout the season with the ball hitting the ground. We start out week one with Adam Humphreys back there. Then Adoree's back there week two. And you're just going, what exactly do we have? We thought maybe we had a two-man rotation. And we talk about it every week, guys. And I'll say it again. You just absolutely cannot let the ball hit the ground ever. You just can't let the ball hit the ground. And it's frustrating to see. I think it's a perfect example of one play, especially that play, costing your team momentum and possibly the game. And it was just, it makes me sick to my stomach to watch that.
I mean, he had the fumble, and then they put him back out there, and then a very catchable ball that he lets bounce. Maybe they've moved on from Adoree Jackson now. I would have thought that would have happened a long time ago.
Here's the deal, guys. No one would ever question his athleticism. No one would question his playmaking ability, his explosiveness. You got a first-round draft pick that you're throwing back there as a punt returner. We've questioned it since day one. And, you know, now he's kind of trying to figure out his role on defense. But, here's my thing with it is, when is the last time Adoree has made a play returning punts that you thought, that is extra special? That is something that only he could do that someone else couldn't. Like, if a punt return is blocked well, a lot of guys are going to be able to get you your 10, 20-yard return, whatever. It's a rare, you know, the cream of the crop, top percentage of the guys that are just overly special that are going to make four guys miss and, you know, spin on the sideline and take it to the house. When's the last time we've seen Adoree make a play like that? And then on the flip side, how many times in a row have we said, gosh, man, we are losing yardage. We are losing the field position battle. Every time that ball hits the ground, it's bouncing 10 yards, 15 yards. Now what happens? Obviously, this situation last night, we know what happens. You fumble the ball after it hits the ground. But when the ball hits the ground, it could hit your return team, all those things. You've got to keep that ball off the ground. So it's a risk-reward deal that I don't know why we keep taking this risk every week.
He got a case of the yips a couple of years ago, and I thought that they would move on after that. But what do you think about this line of thinking that maybe it's better to put somebody back there where that is like their main job and their ticket into the NFL,
dude?
As opposed to someone who is primarily a corner or primarily a wide receiver, and they know that if they mess up in the return game, they've still got that.
Oh, I mean, obviously you're talking to me. I made my career doing that, and I think it's unbelievably important. And we're sitting here today talking about it because it was so pivotal to the game last night. But that play can hurt you unbelievably in a game. I mean, that is so important, and it's not important until it is, right? You don't think of it when you got somebody back there that's, you know, doing his job, making fair catches, whatever. Once he puts one on the ground, then you got this huge uproar about it. But we've been seeing this week after week after week. And think about this too, Brent, is he's a defensive, you know, he's on the field a high percentage of the plays of our defense, right? You go straight from defense back there to return punts. So you're either gassed or not 100% or whatever. And you're right, it's his second focus. So, I mean, to me, it's important. They have to do something about it, but it's also unbelievable that we've been sitting here talking about it for 3 years and they keep throwing him back there, and it's just brutal. It's gotten ridiculous. It's gotten to the point where you're unsure. You can't relax as a Titans fan when you have a punt return situation. You're just going, let's not screw this up. Let's just give it back to our offense in the best situation possible and move on. And you shouldn't have to feel that way.
That one play changed. You're right. It changed the entire flow of that game. I mean, think about it. It's 7-0 at halftime without that play. It's 7-0 when the Titans drive, choose not to kick the field goal. If it's 7-0, they kick the field goal. It's 7-3 at that point. Then Jacksonville gets a field goal. It's 10-3. Everything is still in front of you.
I'm just going to take
You're not chasing points at that point.
I'm going to take it straight out of Coach Vrabel's mouth. The Jaguars are a team that runs the ball. They play defense. They get after your quarterback, right? That's their smash mouth. They're not going to light up the scoreboard, but they're going to make it tough on you. You do not want to play behind against a team like that. They will grind you out. They will run the ball with Leonard Fournette, and they'll just make the clock disappear. They'll pound you on defense and whatever. We get them to a 3-and-out to start the game, and then we have a muffed punt They immediately score a touchdown. Then what happens? Kickoff. We go three and out, punt it to them, and they come down and score again. All of a sudden, it's 14-0, and I didn't even get a fill up my beer hanging on the side. It's like all of a sudden the game is now we're playing from behind. Our defense shut them out for the rest of the game. It was ridiculous.